It's graduation day on Florida State University's campus, where students embrace friends and family members, pausing for one last photo while harried underclassmen pore over their notes and scurry to finals. But less than a month ago, the campus was the scene of a school shooting that left a student paralyzed. Now, Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube has filed a bill to repeal a Florida rule prohibiting licensed gun carriers from bringing those guns on college and university campuses.
One of the victims of that shooting was a, from what I understand, a military veteran who had a concealed carry permit. And so had he been carrying that day, if the law would have allowed him to do that, they may have been able to stop him very quickly and you know, prevented other crimes from occurring.
Florida Public Radio is unable to confirm whether a veteran with a concealed carry permit was present during the FSU library shooting. Meanwhile, back on campus, freshman political science major Edward Towne says while he probably wouldn't carry a gun himself, it wouldn't bother him if other students did.
The main thing was at first it sounded a little bit scary. I was like, oh, like 40,000 people walking around with guns. And I think that's everyone's reaction. But when you actually start to look at how the legislation would work, it becomes a lot less scary once you realize that that's kind of how anywhere off campus already is.
Towne is a member of the College Young Republicans. He says the group discussed the issue extensively and students expressed strong feelings for each side. For example, Towne says the school's student body president is against such proposals, as is Florida State University's new president, John Thrasher. Thrasher hasn't said much on the subject, but has said his opinion hasn't changed. Thrasher opposed a similar proposal as a senator in the Florida legislature in 2011. At the time, he said he based his decision partly on the story of a friend, Robert Cowie, whose daughter was shot and killed during an FSU fraternity party.
Our 20-year-old daughter, Ashley Lynn Cowie, was fatally shot in the chest with an AK-74 assault rifle while in attendance at the Lambda Chi Fraternity House, a privately owned residence on land leased from the Florida State University.
That's Cowie sharing his daughter's story with the Senate Criminal Justice Committee just 6.5 weeks after her 2011 death. Meanwhile, a pro-gun control group called Every Town for Our Safety has released a report ranking Florida as the state with the second most school shootings since the Sandy Hook mass shooting 2 years ago in Newtown, Connecticut. And Stube says that's another example for why his bill is needed.
The shooting that occurred in Sandy Hook, that individual walked on the campus, killed 20 kids, killed six administrators, and then killed himself in less than 4 minutes. Law enforcement didn't even reach the school by the time he had killed himself. So if there's not somebody there that can respond very quickly to an armed threat, those people are at the whim of how fast it's going to take law enforcement to get there and what that shooter is going to do in that period of time.
For several years, Stube has also filed legislation to let certain trained officials carry weapons into primary, middle, and high schools. He's filed that bill again this year. And at the same time, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is reporting a surge in gun sales. Officials say November 28th marked the third busiest day for gun sales in Florida, coming in just behind 2 days in December 2012, which followed the Sandy Hook shooting. Some say it's normal for gun sales to spike around the holidays, as firearms are sometimes given as gifts, but others point out the most recent sales spike came 8 days after the FSU shooting and 4 days after a grand jury decision not to indict police officer Darren Wilson in the Ferguson, Missouri shooting of teenager Michael Brown. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.